Catholic Spirit Radio presents the JMJ Moment, May Jesus, Mary, and Joseph be in your heart as we meditate on God's words.
Today we ask ourselves, to what are we called? In today's Gospel we hear our Lord saying the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the Gospel. The first word we need to look at today is repent. Repent means to have contrition or sorrow for one's sins, but it also involves change. It involves a change of heart and a change of life. This is how we come closer to Christ in our lives, is when you and I truly realize the depth or the shallowness of our relationship with Christ and come to realize who Jesus truly is. Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus is the Savior of the world. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. When Jesus was passing along the Sea of Galilee, he comes across Simon and Andrew casting a net into the sea. Both were fishermen. And Jesus says to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." And the Gospel says that immediately they left their nets and followed him. Then after going just a little farther, he sees James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, mending their nets. They too are fishermen. He called them, and they left their father and followed him. Jesus calls each of us to follow him. He calls us to a new life. He calls us to join him in the work of salvation. He calls us to work for the salvation of our brothers and sisters in a new and unique way. Each of us is called to a special vocation, a vocation which is a call from God. That call to married life, to priesthood, to religious life, or sometimes to a holy single life, no matter what our calling may be, you and I are called to enter into that special vocation and to bring God's love and God's word to others in a special way, according to our vocation. The main focus of the Gospel today is the call. Follow me. If we hear the Lord's call, may we truly pray and really reflect upon what that call is. Let us reflect on this call so that we may follow him wherever he calls us. He truly will surprise us. He calls us to things perhaps that we don't think that we can do. He calls us to things that we sometimes feel that we may not be worthy to do. But the Lord helps to fill in what we need in order to fulfill that call that he makes. No matter which vocation we are called to, let us follow him. Let us take that risk. Let us go out of our comfort zone. Let us follow him wherever he leads us. If we follow him, may we live out our vocation. May we give it our best. May we truly go out into the world seeking to bring others closer to Christ, according to our own vocation. Husbands and wives in the sacrament of marriage, work for the salvation of each other and the salvation of their families. Priests, work for the salvation of their parishioners. Religious, pray for those people throughout the world and seek their salvation. And if we live our vocation, let us live it to the fullest. Today he says, "Come and follow me." And so the question is, to what are you called? God bless.
Join us again next Saturday evening at 9 or Sunday afternoon at 2 for the JMJ Moment. Inspired, we hope you faithfully attend one of our local Catholic churches where you are always welcome. May Jesus, Mary, and Joseph be in your heart this day and every day.